This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood.
Red Hot Patriot, the kick-ass wit of Molly Ivins, is a stage reading with Nancy Rothman at PS 21 in Chatham. It'll take place this Friday night at 8 o'clock. It is an election year, in case you haven't noticed. So what better time to enjoy a play based on her famous witticisms of political columnist and humorist Molly Ivins? Her satirical insights into the American political system certainly still ring true today. And twin sister journalists Margaret and Allison Engel have written a very funny show celebrating the courage and tenacity of Molly Ivins. Nancy Rothman has acted on stages in New York City regionally and abroad, as well as on film, television, and radio. She's also a favorite with local audiences and has graced the PS21 stage on numerous occasions. And she will be doing the reading of Red Hot Patriot. Nancy, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
A pleasure to be with you, Joe.
Thank you so much. And Nicola Shira is here. She's directing Nancy in the reading, and very nice to have you back on
the
program.
Thanks, Joe.
Always good to see you. Thank you very much for being with us. So let me begin with you, Nicola, as to how all this came to be.
I run a reading series called Theater Sounds Hudson Valley Play Reading Series, and
yes,
this is our 15th season. And we have read 142 plays using about 190 actors and directors. And we're a union company. We bring the actors up from New York. So I do one a month on the fourth Saturday of every month, and then I choose the plays. So I read a lot of plays.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this, and I thought we had to do it. And it's a great little piece. Molly Ivins, I read that. And then I met Nancy, and I thought, she's the one that's going to do it. So that's how it came about.
Was that a hard sell for you, Nancy, or
yeah,
did that?
I was so delighted when I read the script. She speaks to me big time. Or should I say big time? She does.
A larger-than-life presence. In the early days of the show, obviously, before she passed away, we had her on many, many times, and she was always a delight and always amazingly funny and so smart as to what was going on. And you could only imagine, you know, you miss people like that. Of what would she make of what's going on?
Oh, exactly. That's what I want. I'm sure a lot of people want to know what she'd be saying now.
So what is it like to become Molly Ivins for those moments on stage?
It's a great adventure, actually. It's an imaginative leap, you know, into someone else's being, but it's someone else whose work I so much respect, and I've been covering myself in books, you know, reading everything that I can get my hands on that she had written, or, you know, collections like the book You Got to Dance with Them What Brung You.
Right.
Beautiful. Politics in the Clinton Years. Of course, Shrub. And she was the person who gave him that nickname. She's the one who called him W because she actually knew him growing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
and then covered him for, well, he was in office.
Yes. Bushwhacked. We have for that one. Yes, we do.
She had a lot to say. Is the point of the play to give us an idea of her trajectory in life, or just sort of an idea of her worldview?
I would say both.
Okay.
Because it does talk about her history, her working for the Minneapolis Tribune and the
Observer.
Eventually the Texas Observer, which she wrote for something like 40 years off and on, I think. So, yes, it's a trajectory of her life, her work, and her take on the planet.
Her thoughts.
Yeah.
A Smith girl.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah. And
studied in Paris as well at the Institute for Political Science, and then got her master's at Columbia School of Journalism.
And the goal for her was always was the journalism, right? I mean, she became well known for being outspoken and for what she would say.
Yeah.
But it was for her, it was about the column. It was about the journalism.
Yeah, yeah. It was about sharing her voice and telling it the way she saw things unfolding in the Texas legislature, the ledge, as she called it. You know, she just had a lot to share, and I think people will appreciate it right now, especially. We're hurting.
Yeah. So how is it going to unfold the evening? It is a staged reading, as we mentioned. So what is it like to, Nicola, to direct a staged reading?
Well, you give the person the script, and you just sort of edit how they move and if they've missed a vital point that you think need to be. But she doesn't require any editing. Nancy is right on top of it. It's a wonderful evening, the combination of Nancy and Molly Ivins, and everybody who saw it at Theater Sounds absolutely loved it. And I can't recommend it enough, but I probably will.
That's okay. It's Red Hot Patriot, the kick-ass wit of Molly Ivins in a stage reading, and it takes place Friday night at 8 o'clock. And do you, so you can have the script in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's nice.
It certainly helps.
Yes. But does that take away from sort of the presentation for you, or do you try to, I mean, do you try to get to a point where you are not relying on it, or is that not a worry for you?
Well, I do rely on it because they're her words, and I don't want to mess them up. But also, it's fun. It's easy. It's I don't know. It's not something that gets in the way.
Okay, good. And then you can.
And this is in a newsroom, so there's plenty of paper around, as you might imagine.
And how did this? What is the life of this show? As you said, it was written by twin sisters, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's just sort of been around for people who are interested in her.
It was first done, I think, professionally by Kathleen Turner in 2010 in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention that right now, I believe there's a Kickstarter
campaign.
Thank you, for a film that's being made that's all Molly and all clips of Molly, and it's called Raise Hell, Life and Times of Molly Ivins.
So they're doing it as a documentary.
As a documentary.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly, it sounds wonderful. It's in the works, apparently, by another person named Engel, Janice, who I'm imagining must be related somehow
in this mix of mm-hmm. people who are interested in the life of
of
Molly Ivins.
Yeah.
And you mentioned having done this before, and what was that like, watching the same?
The reading process is very different from developing a whole character.
Yes.
The best response we get is people come up and say, how did you learn all those lines? And you say to yourself, because I had the script in front of me and I was reading them, they lose the script and they jump into the performance. And it's a very successful way of presenting theater. And it's very good for us because actors love to act. And they can come, I'll send them the script, we rehearse 4 hours and we do it. And they, because they're all pros, they get their feet into it and they have the experience of it and the audience is out there responding. So it's been a very successful series, the play reading series.
So 4 hours, I mean, but obviously you put a lot more time into it than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And
the play isn't that long, so don't worry.
About 90 minutes or whatever, right?
Yeah. Maybe less.
And you get to become this incredible woman and say, for the most part, I mean, is it all
her words?
All her words. So they have just edited mm-hmm, her mm-hmm. into a narrative.
Very slim narrative, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which must be pretty incredible to be reading those words.
Yes. It's thrilling. It's great. It's a gift.
I'm sorry, Nicole.
No, they structured it. The Engel sisters structured it into a situation where she's trying to write an obituary or she's trying to write a letter to her father. And mm-hmm. so that's mm-hmm. the through line that keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes back to that at the end.
Yeah. That was her more difficult relationship, I think, in her life, from what I've read, was with her dad. Her mother, she was close to, but her mother had, when this play is set in 2007 and then earlier, and her mother had died 10 years before.
Mm-hmm.
But her father, she was still trying to connect with and maybe still trying to get some approval from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little more wrenching for her to write about him.
And she passed away in...
She passed away in 2007.
In 2007, in that year.
January 31st.
So this would be the end of her life then.
Yeah.
Yeah. The show is Red Hot Patriot, the Kick-Ass Wit of Molly Ivins. It is a staged reading with Nancy Rothman at PS21 in Chatham on Friday night at 8 o'clock. If you want to find out more information, and why wouldn't you, PS21Chatham.org, PS21Chatham.org. And we'll also have that link along with this interview on our website at wamc.org/roundtable. Nancy Rothman, thank you very much for being here. Have a great time taking on the life of Molly Ivins on Friday night.
Thanks so much,
sounds wonderful.
Joe.
Thank you so much. And Nicola Shira, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to experience this one again on Friday.
You will. Again, you can find out more at ps21chatham.org.
Come on down.
Yeah. Y'all come.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.